Yo, what's shaking, listeners? This is your boy Casual Ninja.
This is Smurf.
And this is Let's Get Canceled Podcast. This is the first episode where everything is raw and uncut.
Like today's generation.
Generation's been fucked up, bro.
This is our first episode here. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about this season. There will be no apologies for anything. If you get offended, please take the stick out your ass.
Please do.
Everybody has an opinion. Feel free to express yours, good or bad. We don't care.
Yeah. And don't forget to wash your hands. We are in the middle of a pandemic after all. 6 feet, motherfucker, 6 feet.
Ugh, 6 feet's not enough even before the pandemic. Give me 20 feet. People these days are just stupid.
You want to talk about stupid, bro? Check this out. You know how the MTA has been cleaning the trains every fucking day from 1 a.m. to 5 p.m.? And motherfuckers are still acting like the train's been filthy ever since. But before the pandemic, motherfuckers wasn't wearing no gloves, no masks. They was doing the most, selling candy, doing all type of dances on the train. But now everybody like the motherfucker is on some germaphobe type shit. I don't understand that motherfucker.
Yeah, we wait until shit gets bad to want a clean house. We've had hobos. We've had people pissing, shitting. I've had seen people having sex on the train. And yet...
World star.
We're just sitting there. Let's just touch all this stuff. As New Yorkers have failed the city.
Failed as a fucking nation, a country. Did you get your stimulus check?
Stimulus check.
Paid, nigga.
That's a keep your mouth shut for the next 3 months money, thinking that was going to hold you off.
Yo, Trump was like, yo, I'm going to give you about $1,200. I'm going to see you in November. Vote for me, all right?
That's exactly what he thought. He thought I'd buy my vote. Joke's on him. I ain't voting either way.
Shit. I never voted a day in my life. I ain't gonna start now.
Why is that?
Votes don't mean shit. Votes never mean shit.
Exactly. It's given to you why? To make you feel like you're doing something.
Exactly.
Easiest way to end an argument, tell the other person that they've won, that they're right.
Don't fall for it. It's a lie.
Everybody took the carrot. Not knowing that they were getting the stick.
I don't know what that means.
Oh my God.
Don't know what that means, man. I don't eat healthy enough.
I see that. I can actually see that.
What are you trying to say?
Chicken wings and fried rice, my man.
I miss that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Chinese food.
Probably will never be the same either. I mean, I had some Chinese food not. But what, 2-3 days ago?
You lucky son of a bitch.
Got these ignorant people like, I ain't eating no Chinese food. They got corona.
Man, fuck that, man. Let me tell you something. Let me go in that Chinese store when it opens again. I'm like, yo, give me some 4 chicken wings and beef fried rice. Hold the COVID-19. Oh, no COVID-19? No COVID-19? No, no COVID-19. Oh, very good. You took it all. You took it all. That ass, man. I ain't never gonna stop eating Chinese food. Pandemic or not, son. Shit came from Wuhan, China, not the Chinese store.
Word. You got people saying, you know, oh, they cooking up cats and dogs. Well, guess what? Fifi and Fido taste pretty good.
Was that Fufu?
I was wondering why my dog went missing, but don't miss him much anymore. I feel like we've come closer together.
I miss how the dog tastes. Yeah, I petted him before. Now he became friends with my fork.
Mm-hmm. He touched me on the inside a bit.
Hey, yo. Oh, my God. But, yeah, guys, this is the first episode. As you can see where this is going to go.
We're just two fools ranting on the mic. Enjoy it. Trust me. It gets better.
And we're drinking. Look at that. That's the bottle. Join us. We're drinking.
Can't go to the bar.
Nope.
So... just raise your glass right here.
Pretty much. Oh, my God. That was good.
How are you dealing with everything going on here?
Honestly, this pandemic has not affected my life. I'll say a good 90% of it because still making paper, still working. Yes, I'm essential, nigga. I'm essential. So, yeah, it's just been affecting my nightlife.
And, yeah, you can't go out no more.
And the bitches don't want to come out. Mm-hmm. Oh, you might have corona. Yeah, in the fridge, bitch. In the fridge. Come through.
No. I wouldn't risk it for some strange. I'm sorry. I'd rather make love to my hand for the next year than to jump into some strange.
Man, fuck that. I'm trying to have coronavirus and chill. What's good?
This nigga. You hear that? You got an infection rate, ladies? He's looking to give you the cure.
That ass, yo. I got that COVID-19. That ass.
I do not endorse this.
He does. He does.
My wife would kill me.
Oh, how yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot you're married. What's that like?
Wow. It's coming from the man that just saw my wife leave not too long ago, too.
That wasn't your side piece?
You know what? Could have been. You know what? You're right. It could have been. I'm not. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Nah, I met her.
Married life isn't for everyone.
Nope. I'm single, ladies.
I'm gonna not lie to you. It's not for anyone. It's all a trap. It's all a trap. Two people were miserable and then convince you to get married because they just want to see somebody else miserable besides themselves.
Pretty much.
No. Don't get it wrong. It's fun. I have fun with my wife every day.
I think marriage is important, but it's about who you spend the time with. I mean, if she suck and she ain't rocking with you, bro, your life gonna suck.
Oh, that's why most marriages end in divorce.
Well, you know,
those
chick,
lucky bastards.
You know, the chick, she ends marriage the most, not the dude. Dude be like, girl, I love you.
Yeah, because why is the dude going to end it? He ain't getting half.
Oh, good shit. That's right. No, he's like, yo, it's not even half, son. It's like 3/4, like 75. Because the lawyer.
They come in, they take the couch, the TV, the bed, the apartment. What do you get? I get to keep my friends.
Anything but the PlayStation.
Anything but the PlayStation.
Don't take the PlayStation.
Telling you, my girl would have, she knows how much I love my PlayStation. If she would have just leave me and put a note on my system saying I'm leaving, this doesn't work, I'm going to turn that PlayStation on. And if it works, I'm going to call her and tell her it works just fine.
Yeah, man. Can't wait for the PS5 to come out, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm kissing my wife's ass.
Yo, don't forget Last of Us 2 come out like in 3 weeks. Can't wait for that game to come out, man. Yeah, we gamers over here too, by the way. Straight gamers.
Yeah, some of our videos will be posted. Us playing. It's a group event. Bunch of idiots doing idiot things. We play a lot of Grand Theft Auto, so expect a lot of violence.
Yeah, our friends will be part of it. We will eventually be on YouTube, so expect videos. We are here Tuesday.
Yeah, it's sad. Some of them don't have social media because they refuse to, you know, give into it. But this will be thrown on what? YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube, Spotify, right. iTunes, all the above.
Yes, you will also see slight clips, maybe some trailers on our personal Instagrams, Snapchats, and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So again, share. If you're our friends, you know who we're talking about. You motherfuckers better do some. Swear to fucking God, you do nothing. Watch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do nothing, but I'm going to talk shit to you.
Yeah. And when the YouTube channel starts, you better subscribe. Subscribe? Yeah, subscribe.
Don't even watch. Just click the page real quick. Click the video. Don't even have to watch it. Just press like.
Them views, man.
We ain't going to forget you.
Exactly.
We go somewhere, we bring our people with us.
Mm-hmm.
How long we known each other, David?
Since the fifth grade.
Fifth grade, man.
Mm-hmm.
30 years old. You're hitting 31.
Damn. Getting old.
Yeah. I mean, same age. You don't share a birthday with my wife, but she took that tradition away from you.
She did?
How did we spend every year on the birthday?
High?
Wow, we used to get high at 12? Wow.
I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody in Ireland did. Wasn't that guy who made that song if I was 7 years old?
I'd have to listen to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
That's that, you know, hippie, junky music.
He's definitely... No, it's actually a good song. Once I was 7 years old.
Ah!
Yeah, that motherfucker.
I didn't know he was Irish or from Ireland. I didn't know that.
No, I just assumed.
Wow.
No idea what he is.
Wow, and you went all the way to Ireland.
No, it's just like, when I talk, I believe it. Like, everything is going to be okay. But it's not.
It's never going to be okay.
Not at all. I don't even recognize the streets no more, man. Everybody got a mask.
Oh, see, about a few years ago, you'd be black running down the street with a mask on. Mm-mm. pulled over. Now you black running down the street without a mask on. Pulled over.
Yeah, this time the cops want black people to wear a mask. Think about that.
You're endorsing my criminal activity.
Pretty much. You might as well sign me the check.
Thank you. Like, come on. Just like, I'm not even going to say the next line. You know what? Don't need nobody listening and saying something stupid.
You mean like us?
Worse.
Worse.
Oh, yeah. Come on. We're talking about a generation that, you know, we went through a pandemic of a coronavirus, a bacteria. You know, it's an infection, considering, you know, a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And people stopped buying Corona beer.
I know, right? I was waiting for the beer to actually become half off because of the coronavirus.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was watching the news, not for, you know, information about the virus or anything, but to see how stupid we were in New York. Oh, Corona Park is now shut down because nobody goes there no more.
Yeah, we're pretty fucking stupid. Pretty fucking dumb.
And that's us here in America.
Yeah, that's America. Oh, my.
Yes, that's why we decided to broadcast this in Europe.
I mean, hey, we did.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try to get some of these Canadians on board, eh?
I'm scared of Canadians.
That's an illogical fear. What do you fear of Canadians?
They cold.
The most they'll do is invite you in to eat.
It better be breakfast.
Give you free healthcare.
I mean, that's inviting. that's really inviting,
you
know, actually.
But you're paying tax out the ass, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, fuck. There's always a catch-22.
Catch-22, he says.
It's always a catch-22. Nah, but seriously though, man, this living crazy times. First, all this shit happened because Kobe Bryant died, man. He died, he can't shoot his threes no more. What do we get? We get coronavirus, and now we got riots.
You're not lying, man. It's been a stupid year. We've lost celebrities, and I'm not talking about, you know, your everyday celebrities, but big names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took a small hit, I'm not gonna lie. I wanted to go in my shower and weep when Bill Withers died. Ugh.
You mean the guy who sings that song, Lovely Day?
Yeah, it's no longer going to be a lovely day.
Nah, it's been raining ever since.
There will be no more of that.
Tragic.
Biggest tragedy was Kobe Bryant, though.
I know. You know, it's funny because my biggest concern was playing basketball this summer and yelling out, Kobe! And I was like, is that too soon?
I'd be scared to yell out Kobe now.
I wouldn't be. Like, why?
Well, we might cut this part anyway, but, you know, you yell out Kobe, first thing come to mind is what, helicopter crash?
Nah, what comes to mind is that episode of, we're not gonna cut it. what comes to mind is that episode of Legends of Chamberlain Heights, when they did the episode with Kobe, and he crashed. He's like, yo, Kobe, pass the ball. Pass? did a helicopter explode? I actually bought that episode. That's how funny it was.
Wow. This man is crazy.
Yep.
I love it though. I'm not gonna lie. I like to watch crude shit like that, man. I have a friend, I'm not gonna lie to you. I argue with him all the time with the stupidest of arguments. He believes comedy should be, certain topics shouldn't be touched. You shouldn't say certain things.
What's the point of comedy? Everything is on the table.
Exactly. Like, did you see recently Jimmy Fallon apologize for doing blackface, I believe, on Saturday Night Live back in, like, what, 2001 or something?
Yeah, I remember. I saw that little clip this weekend.
I was actually excited the next day how Jamie Foxx just goes, don't apologize for shit. You're a comedian. This is what you do.
Ain't no point to apologize. Everybody's just too fucking sensitive. Not everything has to be politically correct.
Yeah, stop taking shit like it's coming at you. The whole point of comedy, the whole point of a joke is to make light of a dark situation. Turn a frown upside down. That's the whole point of it.
Exactly.
One of our friends who will most likely be on future podcasts, I'm not going to refrain from using his name right now, but you know who I'm talking about. Tall one.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
The tall guy.
Dude's literally very insensitive to any race. But
really?
To be honest with you, it's all in the form of a joke because he said it. Life's too short to be uptight.
Pretty much.
He will sit there and joke all out. You remember one day we were walking home from playing handball? Oh, God, my feet hurt. I need a foot rub. I'm going to make the little wetback boy do it. You say that, then turn around, walk down the street and go, oh,
I remember
shit.
That.
You see that, Jay? The cops are watching us. It's probably because I'm black.
It was tough because we were black.
Man, that, I'm not going to lie, those were the days, but to be able to walk around like that now scares me. Do you remember how we used to walk around? You see cops turning the corner and just slowly driving. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I remember that.
You caught us on a bad day. We didn't have drugs that day.
Yo, nah, you know, I remember we was walking in the summertime, all three of us. We would see a group of bad shorties that would yell out, "Hello, hoes."
Oh, man. Fucking. He used to crack me up. "Hello, hoes." Or tall guy over here. "Hey, Trick, you better have my money."
Yo, I enjoy mocking every time he said that. I'd be like, "Bitch, better have my money.
Oh, man. It's been way too long since we've all gotten together.
Long, long time, man. Like, we all been busy, you know. Smurf over here getting married, having kids. I'm here being darker, being black, going through black people problems like poverty.
Poverty? Man, you work at a good job. We're not going to say where, but you work at a good fucking job.
Yeah, but I feel broke.
You feel broke? What does broke feel like?
It's like I forget I got money, so I just stretch a dollar. It's like, damn, if it's $10, I'm like, damn, hope I got it. But I know I do.
That's a smart mindset, though. That means you're saving money. Can I borrow $10? Damn, I couldn't even buy milk this morning.
That's terrible. Milk is delicious. Just don't eat it. Don't eat cereal with a fork because you don't get that much flavor.
Yeah. I felt like I was wasting my time there.
Yeah.
I did not know what was going wrong, though. Because it was Honey Nut Cheerios, and with the fork, I'm picking it up, you know, the prongs are picking up each, like, it's like noodles.
Yeah.
You've got, like, four Cheerios on each prong of that fork, but there was no milk.
But there's a loophole. What's a loophole? Get a spork.
Spork.
Get a spork. Oh, my God. It's a spoon and a fork. It's like somebody had an affair, but it worked out. It's like a uh-oh Oreo.
Uh-oh Oreo.
Uh-oh. But you know what? We're not mad about it. Still tastes good.
Hey, you got to give it up to Oreo. They have done it. That's milk's best cookie.
They come out with all types of fucking flavors, bro. Every year. It's like, what? They got mint. They got green mint. Then regular peppermint. Then they got chocolate. Then they got, what? Vanilla wafer, some type of
they
shit.
They got
now?
That pumpkin pie one.
Pumpkin pie. It's like, what are y'all doing in the factory?
Listen, Oreo could come out with a tree bark flavored cookie. I'm buying it. They I have bet. Not disappointed.
Man, listen.
Man, we'll sit here ranting like this for hours. A lot of it will get cut, like this conversation, obviously. But
No, I'm probably not going to cut any of this, bro. This is actually all pretty good.
Again, we're new to this scene. We're going to have fun with this. Trust us. Stick with it. You're going to have fun. God.
Load and uncut, man. Load and uncut.
Like, what the fuck is this? Trailer Park Boys.
Oh,
long
yeah.
Long story short, a bear ripped my cock off and ate it. And that's the pilot episode.
That's the name of the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We're actually watching it right now on the TV.
Is Hannibal Buress has... What the fuck? He put the pen in a severed right arm and picked it up with the left arm and says, "I'm right-handed."
This motherfucker. He's on some shit.
Oh, man. Things aren't like they used to, especially when it comes to TV.
I miss the old days. This is why I watch anime, because anime is actually for adults. It's not for kids.
I mean, what do you normally watch? Give some people some ideas. Most people that listen will probably relate.
My Hero Academia, Death Note. I've seen, I'm watching Fire Force right now.
Ah, Fire Force. Yes, I finished that recently.
Oh, don't forget F is for Family with Bill Burr. That's coming out in 2 weeks.
Wait, season 4?
Season 4 on Netflix. Oh, yeah, like
God,
watching
I
that.
No, like if he ever listens to this, I big fan here, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Bill Burr, man. Yes. Yeah, we love you, man.
I actually wanted to do the podcast because I listened to your fucking podcast.
Yeah, man. You are an inspiration.
Yes, you fucking podcast making motherfucker, you.
Yeah, man. So your voice has reached the ghetto. Congrats, white man.
Red-haired white man.
Were you red-haired cunt? It's all love, though.
Oh, man. But like you were saying, you got a couple anime you watched. How was Demon Slayer?
Demon Slayer was actually pretty good. Anybody want to check it out? It's on Hulu. I feel like we're like sponsors for everybody else right now.
Hey, man, if one of you guys... Listen, we watch a lot of things. We play a lot of things. We want to make this money.
We want to make the moolah. The De Niro. Yeah, I try to be That'll Spanish. Be cut. But I'm actually... What's that? Oh, yeah, well. Oh.
No, not really.
Yeah. We'll go in the playback and see.
Yeah, you know.
That's the whole idea. What the fuck?
Was that coffee or acid?
Looked like coffee, but it's burning his face. Oh, god damn. Boiled all on his face.
It's like, yeah, boils on his face, man. It's weird.
Was that nigga's neck twist around?
I was about to say, is that blood?
Oh, man. This is a redneck show for sure.
Yeah, dead ass, man. They all already sell meth.
I mean, I think they're in the weed game, but I think it's the trashy weed game.
You know, dead ass, I would move to L.A. just to buy weed legally.
Listen, I wouldn't even have to go that far. L.A. is a bit expensive for my taste. It's just a replica of New York, just like L.A. is. New York's a replica of L.A. It's just small differences. Excuse me.
Yeah, but the ladies, man, I feel like they're way more attractive than New York chicks.
Like, what are we doing? I swear to God, whenever I'm with... Anytime I'm with casual, man, you have to have two separate conversations. One with his intellect, the other one with his dick. It's like, hey, let's go to this archery course. For sure, maybe I can shoot a bitch in the ass. Like, I've come to expect this from him. That's actually one of the funniest things out of this, man.
Yeah. Yeah, like special needs rap.
Special needs rap.
Yeah, that's not even a category. I made that up.
I'm sure you did.
What the f-
Okay, I guess that's whose dick the bear bit off, any.
Yo. Okay, I know ain't no video, but guys... You guys gotta watch this show on Netflix, man, because it's just fucking stupid.
Check out the Trailer Park Boys. Not the live series, the animated series. Apparently, it's ridiculous. It's South Park meets King of the Hill. That's what it looks like to me.
Propane.
And propane accessories.
This is asinine.
You what?
Oh my!
I could not get into King of the Hill.
Son, I didn't know what the motherfucker was saying. Why are you talking about?
Damn, I used to know his name, but Boomhauser.
Yeah, I think something like that. Yeah, I did not understand a word that motherfucker was saying.
What was he speaking? You know what? He reminded me of the Cajun guy from Waterboy. Father Brown.
Yeah,
Farmer Brown. There we go, Farmer Brown.
Yeah, Father Brown was fucking funny as hell, man. Shit, yo.
Shit, I think that's the first movie that we laughed at together.
Was it?
Yeah, I think The Waterboy was the first movie. No, I'm lying. The first movie we actually caught together was because of your ass.
What was that?
I think it was Eddie Murphy Raw.
Oh, yeah.
You had it on VHS tape.
I did.
And to top it off, you had the TV with the VHS built in.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was fancy, y'all.
Fancy, this motherfucker had it all.
Yeah.
He had the tower with each system on it.
Yeah, Nintendo cubes. I mean, the Nintendo GameCube.
The Legos, all that. It was never a boring day in our childhood.
No, it wasn't. Nope. It was parties, and it was women.
I should slap you. All that talk of us wanting to get old, and look at us now.
Yeah, we fucked up.
I want to go back.
Yeah, we fucked up.
Let somebody else pay my rent.
Yeah, take me back to the past, man. Yeah, Samurai Jack.
I want to go back to Discovery Zone.
Discovery Zone? Is that a toy store?
What?
Mm-hmm.
You've never been? It's like that, a better version of Chuck E. Cheese.
I never been to Chuck E. Cheese.
That's so sad.
I don't like rodents.
Wow, especially, he took it there.
Yeah, especially around my food. Yeah.
I mean, but have you never had a Quiznos sub?
I hate studying for tests.
What happened to Quiznos subs? Are they still open?
I never been to Quiznos either.
They used to use rats as their spokesman.
Well, I can see why they're not around no more.
Eat Quiznos subs.
Nobody likes rats. Look at Tekashi. I don't like him.
Wow. Hey, man, I hate the man. Don't get it twisted, but he did do something smart.
Which is what?
Seen his social media rant? I think it was today or yesterday.
No, I ain't watching.
He got on there to discuss he would match any New York rapper if they donate $100,000 to this pandemic. Mm. He would match any and every rapper that donated $100,000 to any other charities stricken this pandemic.
Yeah, man, this man's a clout chaser.
I mean, he's a clout chaser, but I'm not gonna deny his money. The motherfucker can come up to me and give me $10,000 just to put his music on my page. I hate him. I'm gonna talk shit about him, but you're gonna see his music on my page.
Oh, yeah.
Telling you, there are people out here over here like, oh, fuck that nigga. Other ones, oh, he a fucking snitch. Oh, give me his money. That's me.
Yeah, you know, the crazy part is he's probably the most hated Mexican next to Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar what? Did you mean El Chapo?
Wait. Pablo Escobar, he's Cuban?
Cuban? Whoa, bro!
No, what is he?
Come on. I feel like you know this.
He's Spanish, right?
Yeah, he's Spanish.
Okay, so he's not Mexican. He's not Cuban.
Wow.
Okay,
you're just naming the big brands. Keep going, you'll get
okay,
there.
Okay, is he Guyanese?
Oh my God, so now we're going to target the Guyanese folks with Pablo Escobar. You hear that? Guyanese people, you guys apparently were in bed with Pablo Escobar.
Okay, is he from Texas?
You know what? I'm not going to comment on that because, hey, I've seen some crazy shit come out of Texas.
Hey guys, don't mind me. I'm smacked right now.
That liquor hits hard, apparently.
It's hitting.
It is.
It's hitting. Home one. Okay, he's Colombian. I said Cuba.
Where's everybody? Just nowhere near.
Yeah, I forgot. That's South America.
My man, if you was protecting our borders, I would feel scared.
You should, man. I aimed the gun the wrong way and all that.
I see that.
Okay, Colombian. All right. So, yeah, El Chapo, he's Mexican, right?
Yes, El Chapo is Mexican.
Okay, cool. That's wonderful. So, he's more infamous than fucking El Chapo.
Oh, man. If you could go anywhere, any country, where would it be right now, man? Well, not obviously right now, but, you know, a pandemic-free situation once this shit, if ever, it dies out.
It's between L.A. or D.R.
L.A. or D.R.?
Yeah. Like, if I go to D.R., I'm being a hoe.
I can't condone the L.A. thing. I mean, we could pick up in the car and drive to L.A. if anything.
Have you seen the L.A. women? Oh, my God.
But I could feel you on D.R., man. The beaches, the sun all the time, no earthquakes.
Uh-huh.
It's actually a good environment, the food. If I have to go back anywhere, I'm not going to lie to you, it would be Mexico.
Mexico?
Oh, man, we went to a nice resort in Mexico that the food, dude, I look like John Pennant.
John Pennant.
Yeah, the fat comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I walked into the kitchen area to eat dinner or lunch, oh, man, this nigga coming back. My vacation was an eat vacation. I went for lunch, since lunch was between 12 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Every half hour, I went back to get the same Patron steak. My wife feared for my blood pressure.
Oh, I'm scared of getting kidnapped.
Oh, I was fearing for the cows. I didn't think they have enough.
Like, you know, Mexico, no.
Oh, come on. It was fun.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll go down there for, what's it called, Cancun?
That's where we went. We went to Cancun.
Ooh. Okay, I might go to Cancun.
I mean, we did have to be very careful around the alligators, though.
Oh, there's alligators?
Yeah, when we walk to town, there's signs all over the place because, you know, we're right next to the coast and the beach and all this. Mm. It would say, beware of the alligators because they'll climb up onto the sidewalk. And I'm not going to lie to you, I wouldn't advise you going to where we went because it did say under the sign that the alligators like dark meat.
That's racist.
What do you mean? They like dark meat. They don't hate it.
You sure they ain't colorblind?
I'll have to do my study on alligators there. I still can't tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile.
Yeah, you know, I don't think nobody can, except for archaeologists. I got that so wrong. No, you know, planet people.
Planet people, okay.
Yeah, you know.
planet people. Is that a part of the LGB group there? I'm not going to name the rest of the letters, no, frankly, because I don't know them.
No, that's the wrong group. You know, people who love animals, like the dangerous animals, like crikey. You know, like the... Yeah, Crocodile Dundee, motherfucker.
You do know Crocodile Dundee was the movie guy, right?
Yeah,
you
but
mean Steve Irwin?
That was his name?
Yeah, he was never called Crocodile Dundee. Crocodile Dundee was, what's this guy? Looks, I forget the actor's name. But
yeah. Steve Irwin? Star.
Steve Irwin was the guy.
Oh, shit. Nah, I did not know that. Got to show you where I've been. I've been living under a rock. Ah, shit.
You under a rock, man. I'm still listening to music from 2004. Mainly because I like to mix it up, and this generation has killed R&B.
There is no R&B left.
Exactly. This generation has killed it with trap, rap, crap, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, crap is the overall category for most of this music coming out nowadays, and that's just my opinion and how I feel. And it's not just rap.
I like some of the rap that's out today.
I'm not gonna lie, I do too. I fuck with Young Thug.
The Migos.
Yeah, I love the Migos. If I don't say I love the Migos, Mickey would probably kick my ass.
I believe it.
Yes. Shout out to you, Mickey, for being a bitch.
We talking about Mickey Mouse?
No, Mickey. Yeah. God.
This
part here. Yeah. Damn. What are you watching now? Maybe give some suggestions to these people locked up in their houses. Something on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime.
I don't think people locked in the house anymore. Everybody riding, they pick like a time period.
Give it a month or two, it'll die down. I feel like we get fooled by stuff. Something happens and we start out united and doing all this nonsense, and then we get fooled into thinking nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
It's only during a tragedy, dude, that we come together.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, ain't no kumbayas in this world, man.
Like, don't get... Like, it's horrible what happened. It is. It is terrible. That shit was a tragedy. One that could have been prevented, but...
Avoided.
You don't have to take it out on every last cop. Take it out on businesses and stuff.
No, but that
There's
cop...
There's a smarter way to do it. And I don't even feel like he's getting the justice... Sorry. He's not getting the justice that he deserves. That family... deserves more than that man being charged with murder and being arrested. No. I'm sorry.
That cop, he wanted a black card and he pulled it.
Yes, that's pathetic that we're still living. We never gave up racism. We never gave up none of that nonsense. All we did was stuff it into a closet. And when a certain man reached office, he opened that door and said, it's okay to let that shit out. Do it. I do it all the time.
Shit, whole countries.
It's just pathetic that we follow a moron.
Yeah, and I thought I was stupid.
Like, why?
He makes me look good.
Did you see his TV show? They made a comedy about him. Fuck it. He is so retarded. You would think he starred in the show.
Was it The Apprentice?
I think it's called The Trumps or something. It's a. I think the guy that made Family Guy made it.
Oh. I have no idea. Let me turn that off.
What are you pinging here? What the hell, man? Tell these bitches to leave you alone.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Oh, word?
What we got here?
Oh, this job related.
We're going to leave that private.
I got to text this man.
So if you want to see how stupid your president is, there's a TV show on Showtime called Our Cartoon President. Check it out if you love Trump. Check it out if you hate Trump. Either way, I don't give a fuck. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I never seen it.
I caught a couple of episodes when it first aired, and it was funny. I like how they make fun of him and his children.
He had kids?
Sadly enough, a woman did, you know... procreate with
him. You tell me Ivanka Trump actually fucked that nigga?
I don't know if any woman fucked him. I think those kids were made in
that. Oh, man, that would have been one hell of a payday.
I think she had to sign a prenup. Why do you think she's still with him?
That had to be one hell of a payday. Oh, what are you trying to do? Well, good luck to Ivanka for screwing that.
Yeah, good luck. More like she needs help with that.
Yeah, I just realized something. This is like 30 minute and change into the podcast. I just realized I said 1 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the MTA cleaning. I meant 1 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Damn, you was giving them overtime.
Was I? They should love me for it.
Word. I mean, I don't think they'll like being on a train that long, especially with this sickness going out there.
No, no. Really wouldn't.
Oh, man. So, now, dealing with that, this is our first podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where do you see this going? Just so people know.
All the way to the top. I'm about to blow up.
Oh, man.
All the way to the top, man. Nah, this is a good first episode.
I feel the same way, man. It's just something that we can be relaxed with. Show people just an everyday thing. It's not something we're trying to act out for you.
Yeah, tell our thoughts, our opinions. We're going to have guests, of course. It's going to be an interesting ride. You're going to grow with us. This is our first episode, so grow with us. We're going to show you the good, the bad, the ugly.
You can leave the ugly. I prefer the pretty.
Okay. That works.
That works.
That works. And sometimes the gaming. Yeah, sometimes the gaming.
Yeah, we will have some gaming episodes up. Once the videos come through, they'll be posted. Again, you'll be able to find this on our social media, YouTube, Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
My phone's being annoying.
Oh, shit.
Ugh.
Yeah, any other topics you want to elaborate on, man?
No, I think we can leave that for the next few episodes. We will be having something more coordinated. This is, like I said, our first episode. We're just out here goofing around, get you, you know, a feel for our character and how we act,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, this was a nice introduction, yeah, guys. So, hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure to check us out. We'll be posting every week, either Saturday or Sunday. We can't promise. We work on our schedule, but it will be either Saturday or Sunday.
It's crazy where we live in.
Yes, don't forget to support. We're not asking for donations, nothing. Click a video. Hit a like. I hate that I sound like one of these YouTube guys, but hey, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I feel like we're whoring ourselves now.
I'm not getting paid enough then.
I feel so dirty.
Damn.
Yeah.
I feel bad then for all the actual whoring I've done.
No, so they're not making no money, bro. These sex workers ain't making shit. They're doing everything on the OnlyFans and the fucking Instagram.
Well, then, looks like I need to make me an OnlyFans, start whoring this bitch out. Oh,
shit.
Put it out on the table, just like that.
So he gonna get rich before the fucking podcast blows up. I'm gonna be out of a job.
Don't worry, I could use, what are they called again? Producer's assistant?
Yeah, that works, man.
Just a PA?
Just sign the W-2, that's it, man. Just sign the W-2. Keep this black man employed, because a lot of jobs ain't coming back.
No, I feel bad for some people, man. A lot of jobs close down for good.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta do what we gotta do. Everybody should start doing something creative. Man, if you cook, you ain't gotta be the best cook in the world. You could cook and sell your food.
Yeah, be innovative. Come up with some creative ideas, because ain't no more regular jobs no more. That 9-to-5 about to be extinct, me.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to start putting on tutorials for dudes that don't know how to do deodorant. That's how creative I'm about to get.
Is it that bad out there?
I was on the train. This was before the pandemic. And I swear to God, the dude looked like he was going to work. He's in a suit. Dude's got a nice little backpack on. He's got his little tablet or whatever reading on the Nook. I don't know what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude smelled like he spent 3 days in bookings. It was just, ugh. It was like his B.O. was attacked by another B.O., which was then sat upon by, like, a disgusting rank fart.
Maybe he had an interview at sanitation.
Going to coming, because, God damn.
Must have worked at the city dump.
No. City dumps smelled a bit more pleasant than that.
Damn. How you in a suit smell like ass?
Dude, there's a lot of people that shower and come out smelling worse.
It's called,
tell me, how does that make sense?
It's called the odor whip, and it's called perfume.
It's called soap. Use it.
Yeah. One must say, Yoda said that in order to smell like soap, one must use it. One must use it.
Thank you, Tyson, for that.
Yeah. Tyson chicken?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, wait, why Tyson said that?
Why did your mind go straight into food?
No idea. I got the I'm hungry.
Had it been per duo, you know, I've actually got a picture of you holding up cold cuts.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I just remember that. I got an actual picture of you just sitting there endorsing Purdue cold cut.
Yo, you should post that on the Instagram page. Cold cuts.
Well, you might get a contract.
I might. Just put some sauce on my name. Don't even respect. Just put some sauce on my name.
Put some sauce.
Put some sauce on my name. Oh, that's going to be a new t-shirt, yo. Put some sauce on my name.
On that, I think we should wrap up there. Boy, you better copyright that. Put some sauce on my name.
Word, yo, word. All right, y'all. This is the episode, y'all. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. We're going to catch y'all later. Peace.
Later, taters.
Laters.